Hi. Welcome to the Four Seasons of Holden. This half-hour slideshow was put together from pictures of both former and current staff. You will see faces you recognize and many you won't. We'll be taking you through the Four Seasons twice. First, showing what it's like to live, work, and worship in the village for a whole year, then going out to the trails around Holden to see the wonders of creation there. We now invite you to sit back, relax, and experience the Four Seasons of Holden.
You all know how you got to Holden. You came up a long lake, and a bus met you at the Lucerne dock. After disembarking, it was up the switchbacks, and soon you saw the village, complete with a welcoming committee. The old mine overlooking the village is a reminder of Holden's beginning. The people who come together here now are what Holden has become.
In the summer, our daily rhythm of worship completes itself each evening in the village center. Summer at Holden is many warm, sunny days. It's talking and learning. Summer is Narnia, our children's program. It's going to the snack bar. Summer is hanging around. It's after supper Beanie sings, and Eucharist in the village center, the high point of every week. Summer is teaching staff, or it's finding a quiet place. Sometimes it's feeling lonely and sad. Many come to Holden with heavy hearts and deep needs. Often the community provides healing and tender, loving care. This caring goes around the world with our commitment to peace, justice, and advocacy for all peoples. Summer is many other things. It's the pot shop and announcements after meals. It's making friends. Maybe it's a water ballet in the sprinkler system. It's dishes and more dishes. And pots and pans, all faithfully overseen by a highly skilled crew. Summer is brass on the grass and rock and roll at the garage. It's relaxing conversation and volleyball. It's doing little jobs or big jobs. It's being prepared to fight fires and practicing with the other volunteer firefighters. It's more classes and forums in Koinonia. Summer is families together and dear friends. And it's eating. Eating is a way of life at Holden. A favorite meal is the Friday picnic. And then it's more work and some rest. Summer is the 4th of July. The day begins with a marathon race. Then there's the great oration by a famous orator. The very few who are not in the great parade patiently wait. Then the great parade comes down Main Street, and the Holden Village Marching Band is back. There are floats, and more floats. Summer is also Holden's volunteer staff. It's mavericks, printers, cooks, and all the others who contribute to the operation of the village. Holden is big and small, hiking with newfound friends. It's reaching new heights. if you can, and stopping to take in the wonder of God's creation. Maybe it's catching a fish or a football. Holden is friends saying hello and a lot of goodbyes.
The hustle and bustle of summer eventually slows, and fall comes upon the village. Soon an explosion of yellow and gold reminds you that summer is over. The staff is busy preparing the village for fall and winter, like moving the geraniums indoors. With the smaller community, worship moves into Koinonia. The lake gradually recedes, and the Holden School starts classes. Another sign of fall, homecoming. The mighty Holden Village Marching Band reappears. There's another parade, complete with homecoming royalty, with floats and visiting dignitaries. We might see how many people can fit into one sauna. And what's homecoming without a dance where we can come together on the same level? Tall or short. Fall weekends bring specially planned retreats that offer a more intimate setting than summer. Halloween brings the tradition of pumpkin carving on the dock. Cloudy days signal the coming of winter, and the sun rises later and later each day. Snow soon covers the mountains around us. It snows, and it snows, and it snows. Dumbbell Mountain becomes all white, and the valley becomes a winter wonderland. The shadows are long. In midwinter, the sun appears for only 1 hour and 15 minutes each day. What do you do when you're snowed in? You live a rhythm of worship, the central act at Holden, to offer praise to God, to hear the word, and share bread and wine. And you work, shoveling roofs, and then rejoicing at a job well done. And of course, there are always paths to shovel too. Indoors, you spin and knit, or you find a warm, quiet place to read, especially if you're part of the winter work-study program. You talk to friends. The village center becomes the activity site for indoor sports, and the place of many ardent basketball games. Music fills the village during winter. Classical music, country music, and good old rock and roll. In the winter, you don't fight the snow. It's wonderful, marvelous white stuff. What do you do in the snow? Maybe you build a snow entity. Or you barbecue salmon. Or you can tube in it. Or bike in it. Or you can contemplate it. The snow. The ice formations on the windows. Or you can cross-country ski. First, you learn how. Slowly at first. Soon you are ready to go. Then it's down your first hill and off to the wilderness. And maybe camping, hopefully with warm friends. Winter is filled with celebrations. Santa Lucia means breakfast in bed. As we light the Advent candles, we know Christmas will soon be here. During the Christmas season, we celebrate a Christmas drama, Holden style. We adore the Christ child, the Word among us. We might have a Lefse-making fest before we gather for the Christmas Eucharist. After all this activity, you might find exhausted people sleeping anywhere. Oh, and by the way, it keeps snowing. In January, college students like this St. Olaf group come for interim classes. Meanwhile, the Holden School is deep in study every day. Winter is long, but beautiful, especially on a clear night when the moon is full. The village is peaceful and still, with only the sound of the gently flowing creek. Artist Ricky Nelson caught the magic of such a night in Batik. Winter transportation out of the village is an adventure. You start in the snow track and then transfer to the van to go down the switchbacks. If an avalanche has covered the road, the trip down is more difficult. The dock is a welcome sight, but even it must be descended to reach the boat. The lake has a special beauty in the winter.
Back in the village, there are soon signs of spring. Warmer days mean lunch outside and celebrating Sun Over Buckskin Day. There's the last ski. We usher in Holy Week with a procession of palms. We follow Christ to the upper room and then to the cross. On Easter, we meet our risen Lord in the bread and wine. Easter is a time of change at Holden. The winter work study group meets for final sessions. The winter community poses for a picture before many depart. There are more signs of spring. The snow recedes. Trees begin to blossom. The deer return and eat the crocuses. The road is open for jogging. And there's much spring cleaning to prepare the village for summer. Many retired people come to help in May. There's also time to feel the gentle showers, to enjoy a rainbow, to welcome the flowers of spring. When they bloom, you know it's graduation time at Holden High. The motto of this class was, "Enough is enough." The grade school takes their spring field trip, and in May, the village is filled with youth who come for the ELCA Youth Weekends. The trails are soon open for hiking and backpacking again. Now, let's go out to the trails and see the wilderness in the summer, fall, winter, and spring.
Here is the perfect place to end the perfect hike. Back at the village, we realize that Holden is more than its scenery. It's people. People giving gifts. Together making the gift that is Holden. Holden is children. It's couples. Holden is black and white. Holden is younger and older, working together. Holden is also its former directors, Carol Hinderly, John Schramm, and Elmer Witt. Holden is friends making friends and keeping friends. It's people who celebrate the feast of life. Holden is the people who have been here, but it is also the people who have never been here and yet have shaped this place through their writing, teaching, and witness. People like St. Francis of Assisi and Brother Martin with his theology of the cross and theology of grace. Others have also shaped this place. People like Dorothy Day, the social activist, C.S. Lewis, and Dietrich Bonhoeffer. Thomas Merton, the contemplative monk, has also made Holden what it is. Contemporary saints like Bishop Desmond Tutu of South Africa and Mother Teresa of India have also influenced the village. They and many others have shaped Holden into what the statue of the dancing servant symbolizes. With towel and basin, we go forth to live as the servant church in the world, not knowing where we go, but only that God's hand is guiding us.